Hi, welcome to the VUU Sports Report. This is where you can find the info for all things pertaining to Virginia Union University Athletics. And I have with me as my guest today, Frank Charles. He is the head men's and women's track and field coach, as well as the men's and women's cross country coach here at VUU. And Coach Charles, you are going to be coming off the last chance meet for the indoor season. But then in March, you start back up with the outdoor season. So what's on the horizon right now for the VUU track and field teams?
Right now, sir, everything is up and rising. We had a great up and coming indoor season that we did very well then last year. So this outdoor season, we are really looking into to do way more than we did in the indoor season.
At the CIAA Indoor Track and Field Championships, the men finished fourth, which is great. That's about a jump of four spots from last year, I believe.
Yes, we jumped a fourth spot, and also we had one guy, Jalen Henson, won the MVP award or the whole the track event side. Then he came in first in the 60-meter hurdle, and also second in the 60-meter dash, also second in the 200-meter dash.
What year is Jalen?
Jalen currently right now, he's a sophomore on a track, but a junior in the class.
Okay. Now, that's the outdoor season. You've got the last chance. Where is the last chance meet going to be?
The last chance meet is this weekend, the 24th to the 25th. It's at Christopher Newport at CNU.
Okay, great. And that starts, did you say on Friday or Saturday?
Like on Saturday.
On Saturday.
It's it's on Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday, two-day meet. Okay. Now, after that, you get a couple of weeks off, because then you got to prepare for the outdoor season.
Yes, sir.
Which I believe, according to my schedule, that is going to be the Dan Stinson Memorial Invitational at Williamsburg, correct?
Yes, sir.
That's William & Mary hosting
it. Yes, sir.
So what kind of competition are we looking for with that?
It's we're looking for some great competition. Of course, a lot of D1 school that's going to be there. And we like to put our athlete in an environment that they could see themselves progressing very well, competing with a higher level school.
I was going to say, you do like to schedule those D1 schools, don't you?
Yes. When it comes to track, it really doesn't matter if it's D1 or D2, because in track and field, it's really what you run or what you jump and throw. It's really about your mark. So D1 and D2 doesn't matter. Or JUCO. We have a lot of JUCO school that's very good, also running everything else too. So it's really about the competition with track and field.
Now, the week after that, fans here in Richmond can see the team compete March 22nd. That is going to be at the Fred Hardy Invitational at the University of Richmond.
Yes.
But outdoor track and field athletes, who are we looking for to excel?
To excel. So I'm going to go back slight little bit for the CIAA championship meet. So we had four guys in our school history that made it to the 200 finals. So that's the first time that's ever happened that we had four athletes that made it to the finals. So we're looking for all four of them to excel. We're looking for our whole team to excel, to be honest with you, because we still have some mark that we didn't get to reach of indoor, then we're trying to reach it now. So we're just trying to keep on doing the great thing that we're doing. So we're definitely looking for a lot of athletes to excel.
Now, we talked about Jalen Hinton being the MVP of the track events of the CIAA championship. Let's look at the field events real quick, because Zachary Jones, who I believe is a freshman.
Yes, Zachary Jones is a marketing story, because he came in as a freshman from Thomas Dale High School. Now he came to us. He right now also broke the school record on a shot put. He throwing at us 15.63 meter right now. Currently, that's 51 feet right now. So that's very good. It's as a freshman. So he broke the school record in the third meet, by the way, with the 15.03. Now the CIAA meet, he came in second overall. So he placed top three. And we also had Daquan Boone also placed top, third also.
Tell me, how did you land Zachary Jones?
Zachary Jones, over the last year, it was like a lot of track meet that I was able to attend, just trying to, because like it's more better to see the athlete compete, everything else. So I saw him at a track meet, so we able to talk and really got it squared away. So we got him here.
Where is he from?
He from Chesterfield, Virginia.
Chesterfield, Virginia. Yes. What high school?
Thomasdale.
Thomasdale. All yes. Righty. When you are recruiting, do you look more for local kids, Richmond and Chesterfield and that area, or is it more of a national search?
Yes, like with us, it's more as like a national search. It's more about
or international search.
Yeah, international search, because we do have some international athlete that came to our school also. Then it's more about recruiting process. It really, for us, is really the grades first. It really the grade first, and after that, what you could bring in, like the track and field.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about the men's side. I don't want to ignore the women's team. Tony Middlebrooks did exceptionally well at the CIAA championships.
Yes, Tony Middlebrooks. It's a great story for her was that. And she won the athlete too that I was able to get at a track meet also. She didn't perform well as she wanted at her last state track meet, but we spoke to the friend, the parent, then we got her here. So she came into us running like a 59.8, the 400. Then like right now she had like a 58, 58.32.
Wow.
And she also made it to the finals too, to the 400. She came in six of all.
And she's a freshman also?
Yes, a freshman.
You've got quite a team for the future, don't you?
Yes. We have like a lot of freshmen. Right now on our current women's side, we have only three seniors. We have three seniors. Then the rest of them are freshmen and sophomore. Then we have two grad students also. They're the guys side, the only guys that we have right now that's the senior is that's like a junior, AJ Hinton. The rest of them are freshman and sophomore.
Wow. Yeah, freshman and sophomore. You're looking forward to them.
Yeah, it's like
3 years.
Yeah, we're looking forward to Bill. You know, we're looking forward to Bill because we have a goal. The goal is to win. Not just come in top four, mm-hmm. top three. The goal is to win. So we're trying to achieve that goal and also take our whole athlete to national. So that's the really goal, to be honest with you.
Well, this weekend, February 27th, I believe.
Yeah,
that is Christopher Newport.
Yeah, this weekend, February 24th and
24th and 25th.
Yes,
okay.
Christopher Newport.
And then of course the outdoor season begins on March 16th.
Yeah.
At Williamsburg.
Yeah, at Williamsburg. And also the lady won the high GPA award too.
I want to talk about that. Yes. I do want to talk about that because it really shows how we are student athletes.
Right.
I mean, it's just as important here at VUU that you're a student as well as an athlete, isn't it?
Yes, that's the main goal, to be honest with you right now, to be honest. Because one thing that we know, as long as they take care of their schoolwork, track and field gonna take care of itself. So this is what we try for, complete your schoolwork, everything. Because currently, right now, we have we have at least four to five athletes that have a 4.0 GPA.
How many?
Four to five athletes that have
four to five.
Yes. 4.0 GPA.
Wow.
Yes.
Or better.
Yes. The high GPA that we have at this moment is Crystal Rodak. She have a 4.2 GPA.
Wow.
Yeah, 4.2. So we're trying to keep that going because when we recruit, we OTEL athlete. We're not just trying to bring you here just to run track. We're trying to bring you here to see to make sure that you get the right education that you need.
Yeah. Well, February 24th and 25th this weekend at Christopher Newport, the last indoor meet. And then March 16th is the Dan Stinson Memorial Invitational at William & Mary in Williamsburg. And then we're going to be touching base before this, but on March 22nd is the Fred Hardy Invitational at the University of Richmond. So, Coach, I appreciate you taking time today to be on the VUU Sports Report.
Yes, thank you so much. And we have a lot of athletes besides Jaden that should be doing way better than they're doing now. So just be on the lookout for them, too.
Well, thank you.
The men's side and women's side, too.
Well, thank you, Coach. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.